This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes an ordinary meal can become an unforgettable brush with a supernatural.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is, and thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us, because we would like that a lot. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. You can also go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes Harper. What are you doing today?
I have just been working on projects. How about you?
Well, I have just been working. No projects. What kind of projects are you working on? Like school projects, art projects, yeah. What?
School projects, art projects, all of the above. It's just been a project full day.
And that's awesome. So you're getting stuff done.
Yeah.
And you had the day off because it's President's Day.
Oh, yeah. And then I also have a snow day tomorrow.
Yeah. Cold. We're getting ready to really get hit hard in our part of the country. So we'll find out. I went to the grocery store, stocked up, went back for all the things I forgot. Because that's me. I never write anything down. I just need to remember. I'm like, oh, I'll remember it.
Really, so you write plays, but you don't write anything down?
Right. I can write a play, but I can't write a grocery list. So I stopped by the store this afternoon. It was packed.
Yeah.
Everybody getting the stuff, you know, because the snow's coming in. And you guys, I think, are even going to get more than us. And we're talking like maybe up to 8 inches here, maybe more. And you're even more than that.
Like 7 to 9 inches, maybe. Ooh. So.
We'll find out. So, but everything else is good. School's good and all that.
Yep. Still good. Straight A honor student.
Golly. You're going places in this world. You
are. Yeah, in sixth grade.
But next year we'll be
going
seven.
Places, guys. More like to my choir class. That's where I'm going. Sixth hour.
One class at a time. You're going places. Well, you know, I will have to say most kids your age are not doing podcasts and stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
You know, you've got that going for you. You've only been doing that like, what, half of your life?
Yeah, just about, actually.
Actually, yeah. Which is nuts. You're like a ghost expert. How many other kids in your class are? You've got opinions. You've listened to lots of stories.
Oh my gosh, such an achievement. I'm a ghost expert.
You could be a ghost influencer.
Absolutely.
I don't know how
not.
You influence ghosts, but maybe you could try.
I can influence ghosts, yes, with my radioactive sonic metonic waves. I shall influence ghosts.
Oh, I love that idea. Well, let's go to this story. So this is interesting. Mm-hmm. So it says, a few months ago, my husband and I decided to try out a new restaurant I'd found online. It had all the right elements, great reviews, good vibe, intriguing history. I remember the day we went. It was one of those rare, relaxing evenings when everything seemed to fall into place. We walked into the restaurant. Immediately, I could tell it was different from other places we'd gone. The decor was a mix of rustic charm and old-world elegance with dark wooden beams, heavy curtains, and warm lighting that created an intimate atmosphere. There were a few other couples scattered around, but it was quite enough that we could enjoy a private dinner without the usual hustle of modern restaurants. The owner, a middle-aged man with a friendly smile, came over to check on us after our meal was served. We told him how much we were enjoying the food, how much we loved the setting, and he thanked us. And without prompting, he began to share the history of the building we were dining in. He explained that unexpected, right?
Like, hope your pasta's nice. Did you know in 1945, five people died in this very spot?
Okay, kind of. He explained that the building was an old plantation house. See where this is going? One with a dark and complex past. At one point, slaves were brought onto the property and sold in the very building we were sitting in. That, to me, is like, at some point, somebody's like, this would make a great restaurant. I would tear that damn building down. It's so weird to me that somebody along the line, you would have to know the history of it once you buy it anyway. I don't know.
Yeah.
So she says it was a piece of history, but not necessarily one that should be celebrated. I'm with her.
Oh, yeah.
The building had seen a lot of pain and suffering, and it carried the weight of that history.
I'm just trying to picture how this guy went about this conversation, okay?
It's like, by the way, I'm glad that you enjoyed your steaks.
By the way,
this
used to be an old plantation.
It's got a colorful history. People were actually sold in this building. Like,
but hope that...
I wouldn't tell,
and
I would be ashamed, actually. Like, I couldn't own a restaurant. And if a building like that was still around, I would hope maybe you would use it for historical purposes, maybe a museum to tell the story of what these people went through.
Yeah.
You know, that would be one thing, you know, find a way that you could celebrate their lives or honor them in a way. But just going in and having dinner where people were sold just seems so. And you wouldn't know it. Like, seriously, if someone told me that I was going to eat at a place like that, I don't think I could.
Yeah, I don't think I could either.
I don't want to go. Because, like, plantations and stuff, I find, like, history fascinating. It's all just how it's presented. If they gloss over that part of it, it's like, this was a plantation. That history happened here. That's part of the history of this land. You have to share that as well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the owner continued, his tone turning more serious.
Oh.
He told us that he had experienced strange occurrences in the building late at night when he was there alone.
And that's what made his tone go so serious?
It's not surprising. They're trying to get his attention.
Happy for the rest of the conversation.
It's like these are very unhappy spirits. Pictures had flown off the walls. Objects had moved on their own. And at times he felt a coldness brushing against him, even when the building was warm. He didn't seem alarmed by it. More like it was just a normal part of life in that place. But as he spoke, I couldn't shake the feeling that there was more to the story. As the conversation went on, I started to look around the room, studying the pictures on the walls, and I felt an odd chill creep up my spine. It wasn't just the air in the room that felt cold. It felt like something had shifted. I asked the owner, "When you're alone in here, do you feel something strange?" And he said, "Yes. Sometimes I feel like I'm being watched, and I get chills, like something's right behind me. It's not always there, but it happens often enough that I can't ignore it. So I wasn't alone in the feeling. I wasn't imagining things, and I asked him where these sensations were the strongest, and he pointed to the corner in the room near the old fireplace. He explained that directly beneath that spot in the basement was the building's furnace, the one that had been used to heat the house in the past. My mind began to wander. Had some of those slaves been trapped in the furnace? Had they died in the fires? Could their spirits still be tied to this place, haunting it? I stood there trying to process everything the owner had said, and I couldn't shake the feeling that something was watching me. I found myself stepping back toward my husband, and we exchanged a quick glance, both of us silently agreeing that there was something more to this place than we had originally thought. That night after we left, I couldn't stop thinking about the place. The idea of those spirits lingering in the building, their lives lost to such a terrible fate, filled me with a sense of sadness and unease. I tried to brush it off, but the weight of the feeling stayed with me. There was something about the building, the energy in the room. That feeling felt wrong, like there was something just beneath the surface. This part I find interesting. A few days later, my husband and I decided to return to the restaurant. I don't think I could go back, knowing what I knew. I just don't think. Like, I get there going the first time because you didn't know, but I just, I don't know. It's just so dark.
I still wonder, like, how did that conversation go? It's like, where do you want to go to dinner tonight, honey? It's like, well, we can always go to that old plantation.
Yeah. The vibe was so awesome. I loved the vibe of it.
Oh, we love the vibe of it. It's like, we can get over, like, the ghostly atmosphere because that pesto is just so good.
It's so good. Oh, we were curious to see if the strange feelings we had experienced the first time would happen again. So this time we brought a friend along, someone who hadn't heard about our previous visit. As we settled into our seats and started eating, we found ourselves talking about the strange events from the other night. We were laughing it off at first, but I could see that my husband was still a little uneasy. Just as I was about to take a bite of my food, our friend suddenly gasped. "Did you see that?" she asked. I looked down at her plate, which was positioned perfectly still on the table, and then to my absolute amazement, it started to slide slowly across the table, inch by inch, as if something was gently pushing it. My jaw dropped. Was this really happening? I watched, stunned, as the plate moved ever so slightly with no one touching it. Before I could say anything, my friend leaned forward. Her eyes wide open, she said, "Did you see that? It's moving." I'd be like, "Oh my God, let's go." Without thinking, I reached out and picked up the plate, placing it back where it had been. But as soon as I let it go, the plate began moving again. This time it slid a little further. I could hardly believe what I was witnessing. I glanced around the table at my husband and friend, both of them staring at the plate. "Is this real?" I said. We all sat there frozen in place for a few seconds before it stopped. It was as if the spirits from the night before had decided to make their presence known. I couldn't shake the feeling that one of the spirits was trying to communicate with us, letting us know they were still among us. It's been months since we had that experience, but I still think about it often. The feeling of the plate moving across the table, the chills, the owner's stories, it all felt like something I couldn't explain. I'm not sure if I believe in ghosts or if it was just a strange coincidence, but that restaurant is never far from my thoughts.
Waiter. There's a cat. I found some paranormal in my food. Can I get a refund?
Exactly. There's a little something in my food. It's not a hair. It's just paranormal.
It sounds like it should be a seasoning.
Right.
Like, oh yeah, can you pass me the bottle of paranormal?
Obviously, that's salt. What was going on. She salted the food, added a dash of the paranormal, and her plate started moving.
A dash of the paranormal.
Just a wee little bit. What I find interesting is that they picked up on weird vibes when they were there. But nothing really happened to them. They were just picking up on weird vibes. And that could all be from the guy telling you the stories. How could you not hear that and not feel weird about it?
Or the guy himself. I'm sorry, but like the way that they described this man just sounded so off.
Well, and it's like, that's not the stories you want to be telling to your guests.
It's like, oh, hope you're enjoying your meal, guys, but people used to be sold here.
Yeah, it's just... I don't want to come across as judgy with this person because I get why they went back just to see if somebody else would pick up on it. And obviously something did happen, but I really don't think I could have gone back. I think hearing those stories would have made me really uncomfortable.
That would have made me uncomfortable in general. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what that guy's idea of telling his customers that that building used to be a plantation would do, or what he thought that would, like, what reaction that would elicit, but clearly not the one he was intending.
I don't know. It just makes me uncomfortable. Okay, let's go to another story.
Hey guys, this is Steve in Arkansas, but the story takes place in Ohio. My family has a farm there, and growing up, I always heard stories about this ghost picture, not just from my family, but from the community as well. As the story goes, my uncle was out farming, and it was an early spring. So the newspaper came out and was doing a story on how spring had come early, and the farmers were out in their fields much earlier than normal. So they took his picture, and they put it in the paper. Now, in the field where this picture was taken, there's just nothing but dirt, a few trees, and a road with miles of more fields behind. But in the picture, there was a farm in the background, an old farm with a windmill and what appeared to be an old pickup truck and a few other things. So my uncle went to the paper, and at the time, you could get a copy of the picture from the paper, so he got a copy. And his girlfriend took it to a local college where a photography professor looked at it and said the picture had not been doctored and was not double exposed. Now, my grandfather said that there had been a farm there sometime in like the 20s or 30s, but it had long been torn down and was long gone. And then, of course, right around the same time, my uncle and his girlfriend broke up and the picture was lost. But I've never seen the picture, but I have heard this story, not just from my family, but from local members of the community. You go to the bar, my uncle comes up in conversation and they say, oh, do you remember that picture? It comes up all over the place. It's in the family lore. It's in the local lore of the little town we lived in. So one of these days I need to hit the library, dig out the microfiche, and find that article and see what we can see. Anyway, thanks for the show. Keep it up.
I think that's interesting because, like, it's kind of been passed down, this story. He's never seen the picture, but it sounds like he could probably find it if he wanted to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that stuff's really not that hard to find.
Because you do have to do a little digging when you have to physically go to a library and look it up that way on microfiche. Because it could take a while, but I would do it. I would want to see that picture.
Me too. I'd be very, interested.
Because, and it got published and everything. It's like, but, and so everybody right away is like, well, wait a minute, there's no farm there.
Yeah.
And I would so if I was him, and it's going to take a little time, but maybe take a vacation day, go to the library, find that picture. Yeah. I think it'd be fascinating just because of the local lore surrounding it, you know, not just your own family, but the town itself. Like, people know about this picture. I mean, kind of cool.
It sounds like the plot to a Nancy Drew book.
It could be. The mystery of the disappearing house or the mystery of the disappearing farmhouse. I don't know. What do you think? What would it be?
Maybe. I don't know.
Something like that. I don't know. I find that really interesting, though.
Yeah, me too.
But if that was me, I'm telling you what, I would be digging that picture out and seeing what it is. Just to have it. I think just having it would be cool.
That would be cool. I'd be, like, very interested.
Mm-hmm. And then you could show it to everybody. Here's the picture everybody's been talking about. I found it. Then you become like the local hero again.
Yeah.
It's a win-win. So if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. Call it in, 855-853-4802, or write it in at Real Ghost Stories Online. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get those advanced episodes, get access to the archive, all without commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs. In all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.